What kind of response does 4-seed IU Southeast have? They once led 7-1. Since then, they have not scored since the fourth, leading 7-1. And all top-seed Missouri Baptist has done is scored 7 straight, and they now lead 8-7. The Spartans do, needing to win here to extend their season at least one more game. Shield leads off here against the closer, Scout Rollo. He starts his third full inning of work, his fourth in total. 2-0, letter high, ball, 3-0. Eight, seven deficit for IU Southeast as Shield takes a knee-high strike to make it 3-1. 9, then top of the order, 1-2. Southeast, a win away from the World Series, but they're down 8-7 here. Shield had a green light and cuts through on a check swing. Breaking ball, 3-2. IU Southeast left them full in the top of the sixth. Leadoff walk here for Shield puts the tying run on. But that base is loaded and no runs to show for last inning looming larger when you factor in the 6 runs in the bottom half of inning 6 for Missouri Baptist. To the top of the order we go in Colin Long. Has a base knock today, throw to first. Reaching out and getting it is Robinson. An arm getting warm in the Mobat pen, but it's Bree Steffen who has not been used yet. Already showing bunt here is Long. Opposite box for the righty left fielder. IU Southeast, arguably the hottest team in the country after that viral walk-off win Monday afternoon. They've just kept rolling along here in Upland. The Missouri Baptist offense has woken up last night with their first 2 homers of the opening round. 2-0 here to Long as Eddie Ushold, the 25th year head man at Mobap, waves the infield away, wants to chat here with Rollo and Kuneski. It'll be Steffen again warming up. It was all Grenadiers. 2 in the first, 1 in the third, 4 in the fourth. They led 7-1. Yakovich was cruising along. But Mobap got that 1 in the fifth. That's the 5th mound visit of the day for the Spartans. But then they nibbled and then just decided to kick the door down a half inning ago. And they've taken an 8-7 lead off the Kuneski Grand Slam. Tying run, nobody out at first. Leaning out of the way is the all first team pick in Hill. For Long, excuse me. Second team man, 3-0. Rollo looks to first as the sun creeps out from behind the clouds. Bathing the infield with sunshine. And there's back-to-back walks, 4 pitches to Long. And now the tying and go-ahead runs are on for the River States Conference Player of the Year, Mason White. A hit in every game so far of the opening round for White, including an RBI double earlier today. If it wasn't the player of the year, that's the 5th or 6th one out of the zone here by Rollo. If it was anyone except White who's batting a nuclear 419 and the player of the year, you'd probably have him bunt. When you have a guy that's slugging 768 with 16 homers and 670 driven in, you tell him to swing away, young man. Takes the first one for a ball, the second one for a strike. Again, Rollo the closer. That's his 60th toss. here of the day since entering in the fourth. The tying run is shielded second. Long, the go-ahead man at first. As Rollo gets his one step off of the hill and resets the pitch clock. 8-7 hole with IU Southeast batting in the top of the seventh. Lefty, a late swing off speed low, and it's a two strikes here on White. Back-to-back walks have put the tying and go-ahead men on for the Grenadiers. Crimson tops, gray pants. Sun fully out here in the seventh. 1-2 to White, deep, way, way gone, and the player of the year of the River States Conference, Mason White, drills a three-run home run, and the Grenadiers back in front, 10-8 with nobody out in the seventh. A 400-foot moonshot for Mason White. Boom indeed. The 17th home run for White this year ends the outing for Scout Rollo. And after a grand slam over the right field fence gave Missouri Baptist a lead, a three-run shot over that same fencing for IU Southeast about 5 minutes later has put the Grenadiers in tight in front, 10-8. Nobody out of the seventh. Pitching change here from OBAP. Brady Steffen makes his first appearance of the opening round for Missouri Baptist. And with two swings separated about from 5 to 8 minutes, our game has changed twice. It's currently 10-8, thanks to a three-run nuke from Mason White over the right field fence. Before that, Kuneski, the catcher for Missouri Baptist, hit over that same fence. This one lifted in the left. It's going to go over almost the head of Bessie. And the Gold Glove Award winner was an inch away from falling on his tuchus and having the ball fly to the left field fence. Instead, he reaches up, hauls it in, stays upright, and there's one away. One away for Cody Putnam. That Kuneski grand slam capped a six-run sixth. As Mo Baffett scored seven unanswered to take an 8-7 lead in a must-win game for them. Down and away from Putnam, the righty for a ball. And then back-to-back walks to Shield and Long, and the player of the year in the River States Conference, Mason White, tattoos it over the right field fencing. And Mo Baff not only leads, or IU Southeast not only leads, but they lead by two, 10-8. And here's Putnam. The electric shortstop watches a slider drop in for a strike. Putnam started off 0-for-2. He has singled and walked his most recent times up. Righty on righty. Inside, and the bearded Putnam leans out of the way. Might have tweaked an ankle a little bit as he's a little ginger walking around. Up 2-1. Rollo goes 2 2/3 in relief. Gives up three hits. The three runs, the difference right now. He walked four and struck out four. Three and one here for Putnam, the shortstop. Greg Ryan was the starter for MoBap today. He went 3 1/3. Eight hits, seven runs, all of them earned, with four Ks and two walks, as MoBap needing a win here to extend their season. Breaker high, 3-1, is going to put Putnam at first with one away. After getting shell-shocked in the sixth, IU Southeast has not blinked. They continue to roll on with only one away, and they lead by a deuce. And outside of Mason White, Trevor Goodwin has been the story for IU Southeast this week. Two monstrous home runs to win a game and give them the lead. And there are only two games before this one. Bender on the outside looking at strike one. Stephan, meanwhile, the 7.71 earned run average, 15th appearance, all but one in relief, a 3-0 record, with opponents batting .242 off of him this year. The righty misses upstairs, one ball and one strike. Ten runs on 11 hits for four seed IU Southeast. One on, one out. Another bender upstairs, 2-1. IU Southeast, by the way, is one of only two 4 seeds still alive in the opening round. British Columbia, the other. 2-1 is down, 3-1. William Carey has won their opening round, same for Tennessee Wesleyan. Southeastern, as we mentioned earlier, Reinhardt and Cumberland's who makes the return trip as they host a down in Kentucky. So half of the field set for the 10-team World Series. IU Southeast trying to make it back-to-back years with a team from Indiana heading west. Ball four goes to the backstop. Putnam advances to second. Goodwin back at first on his second free pass of the day. Flock, the first baseman, about to dig in. Kuneski out for a talk with Stephan. Three-run home run for Mason White after back-to-back walks to get the inning going. Has got IU Southeast back in the driver's seat. And Eddie Ushold, the head coach, comes out. He's taken 3 steps across the third base line. And it'll be a call to the pen here as Stephan's time on the mound is over. IU Southeast batting at the top of the seventh. They've regained a lead thanks to the White 3-run home run. They're on top 10-8 here on the Trojan Sports Network.